You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito, Pastor Paul Esposito. I pastor Island Community Church, located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you like what you hear on the radio, I invite you to come out, worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet again Sunday nights as well at 6 o'clock and Wednesdays at 6 for Bible studies. That's what's coming up here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We're going through the book of Luke. It's a fantastic study. It really is going great. I have a great big blackboard there that I use to teach on. And of course, the Word of God, verse by verse. Love to see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We are in, I think we're in chapter 5 right now. Anyway, no matter where we are, each week's power pack, because the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's what makes it a great study. The Word is alive. And I invite you to come by, worship with us. Sunday mornings here on the radio, we're in James. This, I thought, perhaps was the best of all the sermons through here. Woe to you, teachers. It's a strict, a dire warning against all teachers to be careful. Woe to you, teachers, because we will receive a stricter judgment for deceiving or misleading people. That's what we're looking at here today. This is a 35-minute sermon, so it's going to play. It started yesterday. If you missed yesterday, you can hear it by going to a WGODRadio.com, my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll hear it on there. Or write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I can email you the link because it's podcast, or mail you the CD. This is part two of this message now. Woe to you, teachers. Look at what the Lord Jesus said to the pastor of the church at Sardis regarding a woman that was teaching there. Perhaps it was his wife, some people think. Revelation chapter 2, verse 19, it says, I know your works. This is Jesus speaking. I know your works, your love, your faith, your servants, and your endurance or patience. And your last works are greater than your first. I'm in Revelation 2:20. But I've got this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time so that she might repent, but she does not wish to repent of her sexual immorality or fornication. Behold, I am casting her into a sickbed, and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, if they do not repent of her works. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches will know that I am he that searches minds and hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. He goes on, Revelation 2:24. But to you I say, to the rest who are in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. The only burden was, get rid of this woman who was teaching and leading astray the church at Thyatira.
Look at this terrible threat that Jesus pronounced over these people. He said, the woman is going to be cast into a sick bed. The Greek word kline, it means a stretcher. To use the Esposito vernacular, they're going to haul this woman out of here on a stretcher. Number two, those that follow her, I will cast into great tribulation. Number three, he says, I will kill her children or followers. Number four, he said, I will pay back all those who know what's going on and haven't done anything about it. I will give to each one according to your works. Church, God does not take it too kindly when people who claim to speak for him lead other people astray. To whom much is given, much is required. If you are a teacher, Bible teacher, prophet in the Old Testament, or school teacher, you've been given a great trust. Much is required of you. You never read Jesus say anything like this in the New Testament. They're going to haul you out on a stretcher. I'm going to kill all of your followers. And I'm going to pay back every one of you that hasn't lifted a finger to get this woman out of this church. Because he takes it seriously. For people that represent him, lead people astray. Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 18. Not a teacher per se, but same idea. Someone that represents God or speaks for him. Me here in the pulpit, I speak for God. As the pastor of this church. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 20. But the prophet who shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. When you speak and represent God and teach his people, much is going to be required of you. Again, let not many of us become teachers, knowing we will receive a stricter judgment. Way back 17 years ago when I was ordained, November 26, 2000, I used the following text for my ordination. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. It reads like this. Paul says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. That was my text for my ordination. Paul said, imitate me. And that needs to be my testimony as well. And it is my testimony. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. I try to be a good example of living out the Christian faith here in this church and with my church family. One in which to follow in life and in the face of death. The teacher is held to a higher standard. People trust their pastor. You trust me. There's trust. I've been here 4 years. There's trust. Is there not trust that's been built between you and me? Don't you trust me not to mislead you? Don't you trust me to speak for God on his behalf? What God has to say about whatever it is, whatever question. Or whatever the understanding of the word is. There's trust that's been built. Imitate me. There is a great and mighty responsibility placed on teachers who speak for God. I look around and see pastors and Bible teachers doing bad things and teaching false doctrine. Look at all the harm that's been done. To ministers. I mean, sometimes you say you're a minister and people go and grab their kids because of the harm that's been done. Woe to you, teachers. Woe to you, teachers, that is, who misrepresent God and do bad things to people when people look up to you as a minister or a man of God. Now, Jesus said the same thing. Let's turn, if you would, Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23, starting in verse 1. Then Jesus spoke. It's all right, if you're not there yet. I'm reading the whole chapter, so you'll find it. You'll catch up with me. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad, enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places and feasts, the best seats at synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces. They love to be called Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ. And you were all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who was in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." All right, now, I had to look this up. That's not saying you can't call somebody father, your own father. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 4:15 calls himself father to the church in Corinth. I read this quote here from John MacArthur. He said, "Jesus is condemning pride and pretense, not the showing of respect. Also, Jesus is forbidding the use of such names as spiritual titles in a way that elevates a person above what he is, a human being, as if he was the source of truth rather than God." Everyone follow me on the distinction? I don't want you to go home and not call your dad father anymore because your pastor told you, don't call your dad father. What that means is you don't come up to me and kiss my ring and call me father and bow a knee to any man in some role greater than what he's supposed to be. Like the problem was with these Pharisees here. Let me go on. Verse 13. Now, check out the condemnation for doing it wrong and misleading God's people. Verse 13. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those that are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you devour widows' houses for a pretense, make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. You travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he's won,
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.